tweeting the thing or posting the thing or whatever. So
wait, are we streaming today? Because we're not. Okay, great. Right, I was going to say because we're not talking about anything.
We're not talking about anything that nobody knows about. Yeah, yeah, we're fine because everything's been revealed.
Cool.
Okay, and Swarm Tides. It's been a while.
There's no new things that say shuffle, are there? I don't think so.
Let me do a quick
search. Rafam.
I'm sorry, for Rogue. Actually, Warlock would have a lot of stuff with the cost, the shuffle, deal 3 damage to yourself stuff.
Yeah. That's probably not what you want to be doing, but no. Yeah. Just Warlock in the new set.
Yep, just Warlock. When I hit shuffle, it's just the Shards of Time stuff.
Okay. Well, yep.
Rip Quest Rogue, I guess.
Yeah. It's fine.
It can.
Wicked's like, I'm not sad about that one.
I'm not sad. It's fine. I'm okay with that turn of events. Yeah, I played one game today. I played into Quest Mage, and I'm like, nope, I'm done. I'm good. I don't need to. Yeah.
I'll talk about mine in Life and Ladder, but when I've been playing Priest, it's mostly been going well. If I try to play something else to get a quest done, no.
All my quests have been Death Knight, and I've been not enjoying Death Knight since I hit Legend, so. Yeah.
I am like, I would really like 11x this month. Whether I really want it doesn't mean I'm going to get it.
Yeah. Oh, I've given up on that close. Dream. Yeah.
And first expansion, I would love to get to Legend without worrying about it, but.
Yeah.
We shall see.
Yeah,
it is not guaranteed.
That ship has super sailed for me. And I get tilted. Not surprisingly, I've been getting tilted very easily, so. Which kind of goes along with everything else. So it's like, okay, I'm not going to do that to myself. I could be playing Hades too and getting tilted at Kronos. Like, I could be doing that instead. So, or, you know, playing Trails in the Sky, which makes me very happy. So, I discovered, I think I posted in our chat that there's a Trails card game. And there are, like, Pokemon-style chase cards in it, and now I understand Pokemon collecting. So.
Yeah. I was able to. I haven't had a student who's into Hearthstone yet, but I do have a student who likes the Pokemon trading card game, and I was like, okay. I can work with this. Like,
yeah.
Yeah. She was telling me all about. At the new store I play at,
There's like a good number of people who are playing, like, because they have their Pokemon League right before Commander. So, like, there's like a good number of people. Like, I'm surprised because I never hear about people actually playing Pokemon outside of like Worlds or whatever. It's usually just, you know, people selling these cards for like exorbitant prices.
Mm-hmm.
Like massively crazy prices for pieces of cardboard. And that comes from me as a Magic player, like, you know. In my spare time, like being used to paying like, I don't know, 20, 30 bucks for a piece of cardboard, but not like 150, 200, 250, just sitting there in a case chilling. Like, I get it. I'm not doing it, but I get it. You know,
when my brother was little, he really wanted a Charizard card.
Mm.
That was like,
as did we all. Yeah.
Just to have it, not even, like, just he just really wanted a Charizard.
Yeah, not to play with it, just to have. Just to have it. And binder, I mean,
we did play the game also, not very well because we were like six. But like, he really wanted a Charizard, but my mom was not going to buy a Charizard on the, market because it was really expensive, and also it was harder to do at that point. So, but every time that they went by the game store. She would get a pack to see if they could get Charizard.
Mm.
And One day they went and opened the pack and there was no Charizard, and my brother was really disappointed. And the guy behind the counter, who had seen this happen over many days now, picked a sealed booster pack and said, try this one. And there was a Charizard in it.
Oh my God.
Were they mapped?
I don't know. Like, we never did find... My mom is like, he must have known there was a Charizard in that pack.
But I wouldn't be surprised if he, bought it, like, opened it, resealed it, and then just, like, you know, like,
what,
there's
what
a
I'll
kid,
say
give it to
is
a kid.
It's possible to just know, right?
Yeah. There are tricks methods, with the Pokemon packs. Right? Or were. I don't know if there still are.
This is at least true for Magic. Once it's been out for a certain amount of time, people will know based on the printing and like various numbers and every, like, okay, I have mapped this box. I know what's in every pack.
Mm-hmm.
He might have done that.
Yeah.
Being a game store employee, I totally would have been surprised.
Game store owners and/slash employees, like, you know, depending on the size of the store, you know, it's one of those things where it's like, it's not just a job, right? They're also
exactly.
Really,
they're also nerds. Like, you don't get a job at a game store or own a game store unless you are a game nerd. Like, I'm sure there's like an exception in the world, but like pretty much.
Yeah.
So,
this
was very appreciated.
This wouldn't have been that. I mean, this is much more recent, but they've apparently figured out how to like use CT scanners on Pokemon packs to see which ones have the holos in it. Yeah,
wow. That's so expensive.
I know. I mean, no, but
so
you
much
know what?
More expensive, like, to use the CT scanner.
Is it? Because have you seen how much these cards sell for? Like, it's not actually that crazy.
Yeah.
Can you imagine, like, being the technician who works with the CT scanner, and your boss is like, why does the CT scanner say it was in use, like, all night?
I'm like, just, well, now I'm...
Don't
now
worry
I'm,
about it.
Yeah. Not the most recent set, because I've heard that's bad, but like, let me, like, okay, Destined Rivals, I guess, is the big set. So like, I just want to see like what's the, you know, the highest price. So like,
you could probably fit quite a few packs in for each scan, right? Because they're not big.
Yeah, and like, I mean, if you buy like, I don't know if you buy your own, but like, you know, like some of the singles are like $600. $300, right? Like,
yeah, okay.
It might be,
yeah, okay. That is more expensive than a CT scan. So
like, you can get there. Like, I mean, they're not going to like a doctor's office. Like, they've got equipment of their own. But like, yeah,
right. Yeah, I don't know how hard it is to get such a thing for yourself.
I'm not in the market for CT scanners either. But yeah, it's
yeah.
I mean, like, you have like. You have grown men knocking over little kids to get sealed Pokemon boxes. So, like, I'm not super surprised, but, you know, that's why I don't collect Pokemon cards. Because, like, I already spend too much on cardboard as it is. Like, that's just, like, a whole other realm. And that yeah. market's going to crash at some point. Like, I'm kind of, like... I'm kind of like, you know, when there's like an accident and everybody rubbernecks, like I'm rubbernecking Pokemon investing videos right now just to kind of see when the market's going to crash. That's basically like my new hobby. Anyhow, we should talk about a different card game probably.
I'm waiting for when AI crashes.
Well, that too, but that's going to probably bring down the whole economy with it at that point, so.
Yeah, I live in the San Francisco Bay Area, and I definitely think it's a bubble. So
yeah,
yep,
yeah. Yep.
And I will choose my words carefully because of my employment, and say we should probably start recording the episode.
Uh-huh.
Yep. Okay.
I will also make sure that you can hear things. So.
Yep.
Yep.
Okay. Good. Okay. All right. Are we all good to go? You have all your audition things sorted out?
Audition is open. Yes.
All right. Are we good to go? Anything we need to do before we start, or?
I should probably open Twitch chat.
You could. You also can just see it from
Riverside. Grand Arcanum. Finally have the Twitch chat open. Rafam's for days. Yes. They were like literally concerned that there might be too much Rafam's in the theory crafting because everybody is excited about Rafam's.
Yes. That's, which is a funny thing to say.
I do not foresee this issue.
I don't either. Like I it's never really been like, even when, you know, there's been like one thing, like it's never really been an issue. Like, I'm sure it's going to be fine.
There's always like something that's obnoxiously good in the theory crafting meta, but like,
yeah,
that you mostly see that at the very end of the stream when everyone's tired and just wants to not think and play the good deck. So,
right.
Yeah, I mean, I guess Rafam is cool. I don't see it being the winningest thing.
Yeah. Which, no, it's going to be the fun. It might be the funningest.
You have to
thing.
Be fun and very, very good to have that kind of dominance for a theory crafting thing.
Yeah, because people also want to, like, people want to play a variety of stuff. Almost everyone.
Yeah, for sure, for sure.
Yeah.
No, I built Aldruid. It was not hard. I was
Did
not
you put
remotely
that in
hard.
Our sheet so that we can also play a deck that's not hard.
I mean, I don't know if it'll be easy to play, but it was not hard to build.
Yeah.
the casual shade there.
I don't know. You cut Elise, you do Azara, you run the upside.
Oh, not for theory crafting, just like for day one. Yeah.
Oh no, yes, for theory crafting. You run all the upside down cards.
Oh, okay.
Because I stole Zacko's idea, but for this deck, which may be wrong, but you have to for the cards for theory crafting. You run the, you know, recruit a 4 cost or less to pull the Tortolan that draws
the taunt.
Yeah, that draws a different taunt and reduces its cost by 2. And the only taunt is Nablaia. Is that what her name is? The only taunt is the one that makes the bottom 5 cards of your deck cost 1.
Oh, right? Krona.
Oh, okay.
Krona. Yeah.
Okay.
So sometimes you just do that and and then start drawing things from the bottom of your deck and they cost 1 and maybe one of them is an owl. Like. It, like,
yeah, I mean, there's quite a few things that you would be happy to have be cheaper in that deck, yeah.
The fact that she has taunt is actually insane.
Well, I mean, sure. Let's throw a keyword on her. Why not, you know?
Like, why not, yeah. I have a druid in there, but this sounds better than what I have. So, yeah, definitely would love to have you throw your decks in there when you have a chance. The deck sheet's at the bottom of the show notes, and also...
Because
in the Discord
the
somewhere.
Thing is, like, if you do what people are going to want to do for an upside down druid, a lot of the big things you want have taunt, which means suddenly your Tortola no longer specifically targets that legendary. But if you're just like, yeah, sometimes we discount an owl and an Incendiary and they just die, like.
Seems good.
It feels like the kind of thing where it's like, does it need to be there? No, but at least for this theory crafting, it may even keep on afterwards. Like the ability to just sometimes, I guess, I don't pay mana for these things.
Yeah, I should change it. I had a Seismopod where I actually like limited the taunts. It was like Seismopod because I wanted Greybow to come back from Hydration Station.
Uh-huh.
So it was like Seismopod, Krona, and Greybow, but and lots of other big things. And I was like, if we have Greybow, we might as well just throw Murazond Unbounded in here because sometimes they just won't be able to kill it, and then they just die.
Yeah. That seems reasonable. Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, I put a place in. I don't know how much time we're going to have.
That reminds me that I need to make Zaribi Priest.
I have one, but I'm definitely interested in your take as well.
Before we get to the actual recording, one last thing. I'm a little concerned about the warrior recruit package. Once again, bringing about Briarspawn Drake dot deck.
Yeah. I could see that. I mean, recruit in general is spooky.
Well, the other thing is, like, warrior just got cards that gives the enemy minions. Not like that's been a hard
thing
for that deck, but it was occasionally a thing where it was like, oh, but if they don't have something you want to hit, then, you know, you're limited in how much damage you can deal.
Because just don't play minions has always been a bang up strategy against those kinds of decks. But yeah,
I mean, you know, to some extent it could be functional, but no more, because you can just gain 10 armor and give them a couple of 2/3s.
sure.
That and the recruit thing gives them a 5/5 that you kill immediately, you know, unless they have other stuff that you kill instead. I'm nervous because I was starting to build the Blood Warriors deck, and I was like, I just cut Logosh and do this, and I can manage to get 10 cards, and
yeah,
and this will destroy theorycrafting people.
Yeah, just like Draco Rex, Briarspawn Drake, Tortola. Maybe not even Tortola. I don't know, just like Drakes.
I mean, if you really want Briarspawn Drake, you don't play Tortola, right?
Those were exactly the four. Briarspawn, Tortola, Draco Rex.
Because you double chem spill,
double
like,
for glory.
Yeah. So you always have something in your hand and something in your deck.
Right. Mm. I have double precursory strike because I have to for the requirement. And double slow motion because I had to cut the blood fighters.
Right.
So
those are low bearing cards for theory crafting. Yeah.
Right.
Like.
And then Shelnado instead of the demon, because you know if you're recruiting you can't have the demon. So yeah, it's man, I hope that doesn't work. But anyway, we should record
a podcast. So yeah. Okay. So clapping your hearts and starting the show in 5, 4, 3, 2.